Well, we interrupt our shitting on a alpha male that we were just recording on there. I think that one might make it out to the regular world one of these days. I've recorded it, so maybe it'll make it out there.
Sure, why not?
Why not? It's kind of funny to...
I still suspect it might be satire. It's not great satire, but I suspect it might be satirical.
So the whole joke about the whole thing is that this alpha male was saying that in order to be my girlfriend, you must do these things, and most of them are contradictory. But at the same time, it was really funny because everybody's like, oh, well, women must have it so easy on dating apps because they don't have to pick. They have hundreds of good guys to pick from. And that's the typical one of the good guys.
There's not a whole.
If I magically found myself single, I'm not saying it's not a possibility in the future. Mm-hmm. Just saying that if it was the case, my whole thing on a dating thing would be like, you want to come play Mario Party? Just something unthreatening.
Right.
Come play Smash. Or you want to watch the Criterion Collection? That's the girl I want to get. Which one? All of them.
Yeah.
Let's watch the AFI 100. Let's go. Go. Anyway, welcome to the patron show, guys. It's Kyle and X here. It is the 17th of June, 2023, and we're going to be going after a guy by the name of Michael Knowles. This is the same asshole that came out months ago talking about we need to eradicate transgenderism, you know, basically calling for genocide. Mm. And he's like, no, you misinterpret me. That's not what I meant.
But that's what you said.
That's what you said. And this guy is so vehemently anti-gay that he starred as a gay boyfriend on a TV show with, like, he's credited as being, like, on some stupid fucking show or movie.
What?
Yeah, he was a boyfriend of a character on a movie. Like, you acted gay, but you're so anti-gay. It's like, that does not compute, man. Except he would be like, well, that's Hollywood for you. They make you play queer people all the time. Like, you accepted that role. You pretended these things. Anyway, Michael Knowles is mad about how the world works. So I'm just going to go ahead and play this clip of him because we need to talk about this. Here we go.
Sure.
Americans are as conservative today as they were back in 2012, which is fine. And it's a good start given how much more liberal the country had become.
Okay. Are just as conservative as they were, 11 years ago is what he's saying?
That's not a huge period of time, but also how are you measuring? So that's,
yeah, I mean, he's just spouting this, so we're never going to see any reason why.
No, there's,
but I'd argue that it's less so. Besides the basic tenets of, you know, quote unquote conservatism, which is just, you know, being a stick in the fucking mud about any kind of progress in this country. Yeah, I'd say they're about as fucking stuck in the mud as they possibly have always been. But at least Dick Cheney came around to understanding that he has a gay daughter.
Yeah.
And if you can get a guy that literally has no heart to give a shit about his daughter's partner, that's progress.
Yeah.
Kissinger's still alive, so that doesn't really help us at on that one. Once his heart is pierced, you know, maybe the conservatism will start to die. I don't know. But anyway, let's let him talk some more.
Since 2012. But if 2012 is the end point, then we might as well pack it in, guys. I do not want America to be as socially conservative as it was in 2012. I want our civilization to be as socially conservative as we were in 1220.
So the only reason he picked that number out of his ass, the only reason I think he could do that, is that he just flipped the numbers around in the 2012, and he goes, sure. So 20, 12, 12, 20, you know.
I'm sure there was no actual thought, but
unfortunately, people like me like to dig into what these people are actually saying and what they actually go into, even though he just continues on like nothing fucking happened on this whole thing. So
Let's see what happened in
the let's find out what the Huffington Post had to say about this originally. I just want to say, although conservatives get mocked unrealistically from wanting to return things back to the 1950s, one right-wing podcaster thinks that's not far enough. Michael Knowles of the Daily Wire said on Thursday he thinks life would be better if culture became as conservative it was back in the 1220s. No, that's not a typo. Although he considered that level of conservatism to be a good start, he says, he admitted that that wasn't backward enough for him. So I went and jumped to Wikipedia, of course, because they have stuff you can look up by decades of time that happened. So in 1220, in the world, in July, the Fifth Crusade began. Crusaders led by the Knights Hospitalier raid Burius, located on the Nile Delta in Egypt. The town is pillaged, but the knights are ambushed on the return, and several of them, including Grand Maester Guerin de Montieu, are captured. Meanwhile, Sultan Al-Khamif sends an Egyptian squadron down the Rosetta branch of the Nile. It sails to Cyprus, where it finds a Crusader fleet lying off of the coast. After the attack, they sink and capture all the ships, taking many thousands as prisoners.
Jesus.
Good job, Michael Knowles. You just caused a whole bunch of shit here. In summer, the Crusader army is trapped in the Nile flood of Dalmatia. Damietta. Cardinal Pellegrinus, whatever the fuck his name is here. I'm Dr. Steve Brule, and I'll pronounce these names as I see fit. Sends a Venetian squadron to intercept the Egyptian fleet and attacks the harbors of Rosetta and Alexandria, but to no effect. Lack of money prevents this guy from building sufficient number of ships, and the papal treasury cannot spare him anymore. In September, more of the crusaders return home. So a failed Fifth Crusade.
Uh-huh.
Well, I just said it. It failed. Yeah. How about in the Mongol Empire?
Oh, yeah. This is...
Genghis Khan crosses the... lots of consonants together, named desert here. A freezing sand and tussock wilderness of some 450 kilometers towards Bukhara. Meanwhile, Muhammad, the second ruler of the... Fuck, that's a lot of letters. Empire prepares a strong defense around his capital at Samarkand. In February, Genghis approaches Bukhara, where he defended the garrison of some 20,000 men and begins the siege of that city. The city... Okay, doesn't really fucking matter. So, we're getting Muhammad the second. We've got... Genghis fucking Khan. We got the papists trying to take over Jerusalem, I would assume, again for like the fifth time, and it's not working. In England, you have King Henry the fucking third. Makes large alterations to the Tower of London, including new curtain walls. an improved water-filled ditch. We're still digging fucking holes in mud as defense, man. And a water gate so he can enter the castle directly from the Thames. May 17th, the 12-year-old Henry III is crowned at Westminster Abbey. He's reminded of his duties as king to maintain peace, defend the rights of the English crown, and the barons swear an oath of fealty. A 12-year-old king dug a hole and hung up not gay curtains. Llewellyn the Great, the Welsh prince of Gwynedd, begins raiding Pembrokeshire to retake land that he accuses William Marshall, the younger, of stealing. This includes the Whiston Castle. I don't fucking care, dude. King Frederick II of Germany. This is how far back we are, man. Like, people that have names that have existed for a long fucking time, and ones that are, like, second of their name. We're not talking, like, just first of their name or anything. An attempt to secure his 9-year-old son, King Henry VII of Germany. Let's see, there was Estonian forces fighting, there was Frederick II of the Holy Roman Empire of Rome, he makes Sicily an absolute monarchy, Polish forces under Conrad I drive out the heathen Prussians from the Masovian territory, in the Levant, Antioch invades... Raymond Rupin of Antioch invades Armenian Sicilia together with his mother Alice. Fucking battle name right there. I am Alice. We will take over. And establishes himself at Tarsus. Okay. By topic, religion.
Oh, Gothic, Jesus.
Gothic architecture becomes increasingly popular in Europe. A whole bunch of old cathedrals are starting to be built. The rebuilding of the York Minster begins. Education in France, the medical school, the University of Montpellier is granted its first statutes. by the German Cardinal Bishop Conrad of Urach. A whole bunch of birthdays nobody cares, a whole bunch of deaths nobody cares, because these people have been dead for almost 1,000 fucking years. Anyway, let's talk about, you know, conservatism. Liberalism was a, both as a political current as an intellectual tradition, is mostly a modern phenomenon that started in the 17th century. Although some liberal philosophical ideas and precursors, goddamn, in classical antiquity and imperial China. In the 1200s, the period saw major technological advances in the 1200s. The adoption of gunpowder. That's how far fucking back we are, man. The invention of vertical windmills. Spectacles. Fucking glasses are just now coming into vogue at this time. Mechanical clocks as opposed to goddamn sundials, man.
Right.
They were just figuring out crop rotation.
It's
such a long goddamn time ago.
It predates
white supremacy.
It does. Do you know why? Like, racism really wasn't a thing. It really, really wasn't. Do you know why? Because people were worried about fucking dying because they drank the wrong water.
Oh, no. Where did that water come from?
There was too much shit that people needed to worry about in day-to-day life to worry about other people and their skin color.
One of our chatters
says, or their religions or anything else like that. It doesn't matter. That person isn't bothering me. I need to worry about eating food and having water to drink.
Michael Knowles would have to worry about, oh, the village burned down again. We need to plant another fucking crop.
I don't care about who my neighbor is sleeping with. Because
she's a fucking witch.
Because I'm terrified that Trogdor is going to come and burn the village. Because that's a legitimate concern that I have.
So yeah, Michael.
I'm too busy having to make the daily walk to get water because I don't have water in my house.
I'm concerned that someone is going to stab me to take my potato. That is my living potato. I need this to live. If I do not eat potato today, I shall surely die.
Right. I have to somehow figure out how to pay taxes without a job that pays me money. And my poop pit is full. What am I going? I have to dig another poop pit.
Well, the poopsmith can help you with that.
I need to hire the poopsmith with money that I don't earn because jobs aren't even a thing yet.
And monetary taxes aren't exactly always the standard. It's usually taken from peasants working the field because you're not allowed to own things.
Right. We're still trying to figure things out because the concept of economies and taxation doesn't really work. We make food.
What'd you guys do for fun? Oh, we'd take a sheep's bladder and blow it up with air and we'd hide it. That's whoever found it first was the loser. Or some weird, there is a Middle Ages game where they would hide a fucking inflated bladder or stomach from an animal.
Right.
And like whoever found it won, kind of thing.
Like, it wasn't,
they had nothing to fucking do besides toil in the land.
The vast majority of their time was dedicated to
poopsmithing.
assuring that your basic needs were taken care of. There was a lot that could go wrong and go wrong very, very quickly.
What's your job? Not pissing off the aristocracy. That's my job.
Okay.
Michael, great. There was no United States, man.
What was happening in the United States in 1220?
People were living off the land and generally having a good time.
You know what? It was pretty fucking peaceful here.
Yes, sometimes tribes did fight amongst each other. just like they currently did in the 1220s to begin with, sure, in Europe, you know? But he's not talking about like how peaceful or how great it was. He wants to bring conservatism back to that era. Cool. Dig your own shit pit. That's all, that's okay. What I need you to do.
I don't think you would really like, I don't think it means what you think it means. It's a very, very different form of, the ideas are very different. You realize
people are dunking on him in the comments on this video, because they're like, people would literally do anything to be in our corroded civilization today if they came from the 1220s.
You mean I don't have to worry about my poop hole getting full of poop?
Someone's like, oh yeah, Gilded Age of Torture is a great idea. Oh, yeah. For kings.
What do you mean the gong pit is the height of technology?
Breaking news. Daily Wire's Michael Knowles calls for a sixth crusade to reestablish the kingdom of Jerusalem. And someone writes underneath there, free Palestine. Everybody, like literally every comment, even from the blue checks, are just fucking shitting on this guy.
Like, this is the stupidest goddamn idea.
All right, let's let him finish what the hell you say in there. All right, I gotta skip forward a little bit. Hang on.
12 is the end point, then we might as well pack it in, guys. I do not want America to be as socially conservative as it was in 2012. I want our civilization to be as socially conservative as we were in 1220. Okay. I forget it. I don't even want the 1950s. I don't even want the 1880s. I want 1220. I think that would be a good spot to land at. I want, at the very least,
I want aristocracy. I want a king, and I want it now. You're not going to be of the ruling class, Michael.
But he's the hilarious part is he's specifically talking about social conservative.
People had more to worry about than the politics, right, of the time.
They were not exactly terribly concerned with
wokeness,
who you were sleeping with, what you looked like. Like, they didn't care if you were black. They cared who your parents were. That's it. If you didn't have the right parents, well, then fuck you. Get out of the castle. It doesn't matter.
That's not the right chin to be someone in this aristocracy. Cast ye out.
it didn't really matter. There was social conservatism really wasn't a thing.
Must have been really fucking cool to be like in Egypt or like China or India, right, at the time, because they were much more advanced than fucking England, who was playing with their literal poopsmith buildings. We keep going to that, guys, because we've been talking a lot about Homestar Runner this week, so forgive us.
Like, we're talking about a period of time that was like the expansion of Genghis Khan and the Mongol Empire.
Was ongoing.
It was ongoing. Do you know how socially conservative he was? Or she? I don't know. Like, they were? I don't... Like, he was... They were pretty up on the whole education thing. Like, the idea at such that it was at that point in time of, like, social medicine, like, taking care of people...
That you're ruling, you know? Like,
that idea.
He came in and like,
pretty okay, yeah,
he kind of fucked up the social norm for the area at the time, but he mainly killed the people in charge and said, now you guys are my people now.
Right. like, hey,
I am going to bed most of you women here.
Right. But, you know, after we've done that,
come fight with me.
You guys do you.
Make sure you send the money this way.
Yeah. It was, I don't think you know what you're talking about well enough to say that that's really what you want.
But he's like, I don't want it to be the 50s. I don't even want it to be the 1880s. I want it to be 12 fucking 20, dude.
Then get the fuck off the internet, man, and go
This is heresy. What are you doing? Get off of here. The emperor does not approve. Jesus.
Abandon all ye technology and go struggle to live in the woods by 1220 with 1220s tech level technology.
Yeah. Don't have a regular fucking clock. Don't have a watch, you know.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
You got
here,
bad
man.
Eyesight? Fuck you. Cuz again, I looked up the stuff for the 1220s mm-hmm. as a general figure because he right. doesn't give us a specific, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, there may have been right. some amazing shit that happened in the 1220s as compared to, like, the 1210s or something right. like that. However.
But he's also, like, wasn't a specific year or specific region.
Yeah. He's just because, saying the world.
Because shit varied wildly. Because at that point in time, there was not a lot of global commerce. People didn't move from one side of the world to the other. Ideas and information didn't make it from one side of the planet to the other. They barely made it from one side of Europe to the other.
Anyway, here's some more.
I think we ought to be as conservative as we were before all the modern ideologies started corroding our civilization.
What does that even mean? He doesn't give specifics because
no, of course not.
Because he's a bullshit artist and he can't mm-hmm. possibly give you what that means when he says corroding, you know, modern society,
right.
modern ideas, corrosion of ideas, right. you know.
Ideas like, I don't know, democracy. Because aside from like ancient Greece, the idea of democracies and republics didn't really fucking exist anywhere. Everyone was monarch. Everything was a monarchy.
Because you took your chances. Sometimes you got a really good king.
Right.
That made shit work. Most of the time you got a bad one.
Right.
Most of your church leaders, we're going to send you to your mm-hmm. deaths.
Yeah. You know what cultures did have, like, relative, you know, primitive democracies and republics? Fucking Native Americans.
Right, I was gonna say not the ones in America, not the ones in Europe.
No, it wasn't fucking in Europe. You know, some African tribes and shit like that. Most tribal nations didn't do the whole like birthright, like son of the chief. Son of the chief is now. No, it was the old.
And guess what else happened?
The old chief or chieftain is dead. We want, you know, this guy or this lady or this person.
Guess what else happened in those tribe or tribal areas that people generally took care of each other?
They took care of each other. They didn't. They also didn't care who people slept with. They didn't care if somebody went, huh.
See, that's what kills me about these modern conservatives is like they bring up trans stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As it being like a modern right. revelation or new thing.
It is totally not.
It's like, motherfucker, go back to the dawn of humans. There were trans people then.
Right. And believe it or not, for the most part, most people didn't care.
No.
Because it didn't affect them. Because unless you're trying to sleep with that person, unless you are trying to fuck that person, what they are doesn't affect you.
Man, we had Vikings hanging out with people that read the Quran, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like somebody wanted to just go on an adventure and go mm-hmm. check this area out and be like, that's really cool. I'm going to go back to my people with stories of you guys, you know? Yeah. Because that's the reason people existed back then was just to, you know, live fucking life. Mm-hmm. Not to be concerned about what your neighbors are doing or about right. like how good of a person you are or aren't.
Right.
You probably had a guy in town that would murder people. You just kept everybody away from that area.
He would murder people, though you would
they
stop
probably
him.
Deserved it.
or they would go, yeah, we don't like that you're doing that.
We kind of keep away from old Stabby over there.
We're gonna go ahead and just like
shun you. Get out of here.
We're gonna go ahead and put a stop to that.
We're going to stab you first.
Hey, stop killing people. No. Well, we tried.
No, they wouldn't give up with that. And they wouldn't pick up the whole town and move. They'd be like, you don't belong here anymore.
So I guess we just tie him to a rock then.
And then throw him in the water.
Like, I don't know, guys. We told him to stop and he wouldn't stop. What do we do? God, man.
What a fucking idiot.
Because that's been the big problem. The reason that a lot of people for a long time became more socially conservative, more open, more tolerant, is because they had the pillars of our civilization to rely upon.
The fuck does that even mean?
What are the pillars of our civilization? Capitalism? You know, rugged individualism? Michael, what the fuck are the pillars of our modern civilization? Greed of money? You know, want of things?
Which civilization?
Again.
Which civilization? Which pillars? What the fuck are you talking about?
These guys keep it open and vague enough that the people watching at home,
right? They can apply.
And they can apply whatever. Right. Yeah, they can self-insert into these things.
Right.
The church, the family.
Love most.
Okay, so he did start listing them. Hang on. Here's the pillars.
Okay.
The church, the family.
Which church?
The productivity.
Which church?
Yeah, which church? Because you're talking about fucking 1220. There wasn't really much more than like
there was the three Abrahamics. You know,
Yeah, but they
But there was only the Catholic Church at that time, basically.
Right, that was pretty much
when
the
fuck did Martin Luther, when did Protestantism begin?
I don't know, fucking wiki. I think it was after the 1220s. Definitely after the 1220s. Yeah,
1517.
Right.
You had 300 years of Catholic fucking church.
Right. So this was
and this is probably before they even broke off into Eastern and Western, like, Catholicism.
Oh, yeah, I'm, like... When was the
schism between...
Yeah, when was the Council of Nicaea or whatever the fuck that was?
325. That was pretty far back.
Okay.
Let's see.
That was something else I'm thinking of then. I don't fucking know, man.
Schism of Catholic Church. 1054. So, all right, fine. So, 150 years... So 170 years prior, you had the schism between the Orthodox and the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Both of them basically doing the same shit, you know. Mm-hmm. However, but, you know, once again, what church are you talking about? What family are you talking about? Because in tribal culture, everybody was basically one big fucking family, mm-hmm. man. It literally took a village.
Yeah. Who the fuck is this person?
You've never seen this shit face before?
I know nothing about him.
Michael Knowles. He was a failed actor, of course, that went on to right wing shit. So he's basically Kevin Sorbo, but with a less good career. Anyway, what else is he saying?
The political order, the institution.
Wait, what? You're going to say church, family, political order?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck does that even mean, man?
The system of law. We had all of that to rely upon.
No, dude.
Oh, okay. He is a Catholic, so.
Oh, so he's Tradcath then. So he's pretending to be one of those guys these days. But, like, unless you're law itself, he's probably going to be one of those people that law came from God and became from the church. Never minding the fact that we had basic laws back when, like, the Code of Hammurabi was a thing, you know? I'm not good with early like, pre-1800, pre-1700 history.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find a lot of it to be so far removed from how we currently live that it's hard for me to give a care. I like looking at, like, a lot of other ancient civilizations because it's fascinating how they lived. But at the same time, for this guy to just randomly pick a date out of his ass that says 1220 and talk about, we need to go back to this point. Again, without anything specific, and he's talking about the code of law. It's like,
he either knows what the fuck he's talking about and is banking on his audience not knowing. And he
doesn't know
saying it because it's good, because it sounds good.
The laws suited
not
whatever
it makes sense.
The laws suited whatever the aristocracy wanted in the countries that had that back then. They were ultimately the judge, jury, and executioner of everything. They weren't fucking judges that would happen unless they were appointed by the king, you know?
And so we were just leaning on that while we were indulging in an ideology that was eroding all of that. This is the thing about liberalism, is liberalism, including the old classical liberalism, it's just like an acid that you pour onto your civilization.
Classical liberalism is an acid that you pour onto your civilization.
What do you
some mean? Of the most hemming and hawing fucking political beliefs that you can come up with classical liberalism somehow is detrimental to countries.
What do you mean by liberalism or classical liberalism? I think it would be nice and helpful if you actually defined what you're talking about instead of just.
But it's buzzwords. It's always right. Buzzwords with these assholes. Right. Without actually providing any kind of context for what they mean by that, because they're doing the shorthand because people have been using it for so fucking long. It can mean whatever they want it to mean.
Right. He's absolutely, it's absolutely like, banking on his audience.
It's like this, the shorthand for the blanks. Shorthand for these people, like where socialism is communism is Marxism, you know, it's right. Just like, wait, no. Fucking hold up a minute, man. Three very different things here. One might actually dovetail into other stuff, but it's not that.
Right.
God.
And you, I don't know, maybe you like it. Maybe it's like lysergic acid, you know, maybe it's like a drug or something. People kind of like this acid for.
Lysergic acid is not a corrosive, man. LSD.
Right. No, that was he saying is like, maybe it's maybe it's not an acid. That's.
Maybe it's a drug.
Right.
He just he searched his mind for any acid that he could think of. And the first one that he came up with was a fucking hallucinogen.
I don't know what the fuck point he was trying to make.
He's not. That's the point.
I don't.
He's got 7 seconds. We'll let him finish up and get the fuck out of here.
For a while, but it just starts to eat away at the thing upon which it must rest.
No, that's not even how acid works. Not all acid is corrosive.
Some of it's delicious.
It also depends on the surface on which it's sitting. Not all acids are corrosive to all surfaces. That is not how acid... Go the fuck back to chemistry.
I think the strongest case about acids is its molarity. How many moles of the acid is it?
Right. But then you also have to consider...
You have to find out what it reacts with.
What is the surface upon which it's sitting?
If the surface that it sits upon easily gives up...
Right.
Let's see.
Find me a fucking acid that's going to corrode glass, okay?
Not really going to find many of those, man. Yeah. I don't think there is one.
Right. Not all acids will fucking corrode and eat through plastic.
Not all of them will eat through flesh. None of them are going to... There's some that do even weirder shit. They'll go straight through skin and go and eat away the fucking bone, man.
Yeah.
Once it gets in your bloodstream. Oh, man. Jesus Christ. So I'll leave it up to a guy named Michael Knowles from the Daily Wire to not... One, not understand anything that he's fucking talking about.
I think
he... Two, not give us any details of what he's saying, just saying it so he can make people feel better about their membership.
I think it's a little more nefarious
than that. Someone says there is an acid that eats glasses, hydrogen fluoride. So, fluoric acid. So.
Bullshit!
I think there is, because it has to be held within a certain kind of container.
No, I'm sure. There's...
I was about to Google it, because I couldn't remember... F L O U R I C acid eats glass. Let's see. Yeah. Hydrofluoric acid eating through glass. Right. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Now I think
very effectively, it says, eventually leaving nothing left.
Jesus Christ, it can only carry the Teflon. Never mind. That's way more interesting. Now
That's fascinating.
I think
especially in high molarity.
Yeah. I think Michael Knowles is a little more nefarious. I think he understands basically what he's saying. I think he understands that it is primarily nonsense, but he knows that his audience doesn't care or doesn't know, and that they won't check.
No, they definitely won't check.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
Because they won't get the bee in their ear like we did, where they go 1220 and I'm like, hold up.
No, they're just going to hear like, ooh, that's old. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, no, I want to go back to that time.
They're not actually going to think about it. They're not going to check. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what he says.
Yeah.
They're going to fill in the blanks with whatever they think it means. And whatever they think it means is what already agrees with what they think.
You guys want to hear some names of other acids that eats through glass? Because it's more interesting than this asshole.
Sure.
There's a fluoroantimonic acid, which is a super acid. So it's H2FSBF6.
God damn, I asked the wrong fucking question, man.
Ooh, man.
There I am like, wow, there's very few. Very
antimony,
little.
Antimony pentafluoride, SBF5. So SB is antimony, but fluoride 5. So, fluorosulfuric acid, H2SO3F. Fucking hell, that's got to eat through some shit. Fluoroboric acid, HBF4. Wow. I'm going to go read this for like the next 30 minutes, guys.
Fuck, I'm going to get back.
I love chemistry. Yeah, I'm going to get back into that shit.
So. Go home and get on chemistry YouTube.
Yeah, there's that dude with the fucking weird hair that does the weird experiments. But there's a chemistry dude that's like a professor that has an accent. I have a German accent and no I do idea. Shit with chemistry.
No idea what you're
in this
about,
but... In this ampule, you'll see... this really rare metal, and I'm going to play with it. I'll have to find some links for it.
I'll have to.
But he's got some fucking Mozart hair. It's funny. I think it was it Mozart that did that said "lick me in my ass" is like one of his songs or like a play that he wrote.
Probably
lick me im er ash or something like that is like lick me in the ass was the translation for it. It just popped up in my kids probably, are wanting since I know enough German. My kids have been picking up like Duolingo and they've been messing around with it. And I'm like, well, I can tell you how not to say things. And I'm like, they're listening to Duolingo. I'm like, nobody says that. Nope, that's wrong. Don't listen to that. That's stupid. Say it this way. All right, guys. That's enough of this thing. So we'll catch you next time with another one. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. We'll figure it out. Talk to you.
We'll figure it out next week.
See you guys.